Get ready to get in the game. Stretch, strengthen, live, and thrive. You can be a winning athlete in the game of life. It's the Peel Appeal with author and corrective exercise specialist, Matt Peel.
Hey, this is Matt Peel, and welcome to the Peel Appeal podcast, where we talk only the facts and the scientific facts. We don't get into that social media trendy bullshit, just things that work for you and work for all of us. So today on this episode, I'm super excited. I'm going to talk with a good friend of mine from across the pond who has been to New Orleans for his very first trip this past summer in August. And he sweated it down with us in New Orleans as we were on the streetcar and walked around. So John Rutherford, welcome to the Peel Appeal.
Hi, Matt. Good morning, New Orleans. Good afternoon, London.
That's right. 6-hour time difference, so not yep. too shabby.
Not too shabby. Not too shabby at all.
So John is worked in the U.S. for a while. He was a physical therapist in Chicago. Now he is a senior associate for Royal Society of Medicine in England. He practices on Harley Street in London, and I've been there. He's a musculoskeletal physiotherapy, chiropractor, sports medicine consultant, and also the club medic for Leighton Town FC. So I think I have the only Leighton Town official jersey in the United States of America. So I'm very proud of that.
We're hoping to get you another one at the end of this season, Matt.
Yeah, that would be great.
If I can wrestle them away from the players.
Maybe one that's not so tight.
Yeah, well, they're bigger this year. They're definitely bigger.
Good.
Definitely. Hopefully, yeah.
So today we're going to talk about something that's kind of a new phenomenon, but John has some really good insight into it. And all of you listening, I know, have this because pretty much we all do it at this day and age. And today we're going to talk about tech neck or text neck, which is also technically called forward head position or FHP. And what happens to your body, the physical signs, and maybe even some of the mental or the emotional issues with it when our heads are constantly down looking at our screens, looking at our devices, and how it affects us from a musculoskeletal standpoint and even some from an energy level. So let's kind of get into it. So John, in your practice, not on the sports side, but in your daily practice there, what are some of the physical health issues you see that result from that tech neck or that forward head position?
Well, Matt, this is a common problem that you see. A lot of people present, and they generally present with neck pain. Now, the pain can be focused in the neck, but it also will affect the middle part of the back and anywhere around the shoulder blades. Tends to be trigger points in the shoulder blades. There's a variety, but the combination of the neck pain and the shoulder thing, I think, is what makes people uncomfortable. And of course, this is not just a physical thing, because it obviously plays on their energy levels and their ability to do normal movement. But I think it builds up as a psychological thing as well. So they get to a point where they become depressed with it. They can get headaches with it. It just affects their well-being. They don't feel right. They get up in the morning, they don't feel as if they're moving properly. They get to the end of the day, they're tired. All these things contribute.
Big time, big time. So how is that from an energy level? And you're saying psychological, which is important. You know, how do we feel? Not just physically, but mentally, emotionally. What happens with the musculoskeletal side of tech neck regarding like your breathing you were telling me about? So share a little bit about that.
Well, body balance is very important. If you imagine an elbow joint, which bends and straightens all day long, it's usually a normally functioning joint. But most of our days are spent forwards of our body line. Once you create a situation like that in the body where most of the activity is done forwards of the body line, the muscle function, the nervous system, and the joints are always under pressure. Unlike an elbow joint, where if it's bent, you will straighten it. It's a simple thing to do. to reverse the position of working at a desk or looking at your phone is much more difficult because it's a three-dimensional movement, unlike the elbow, which is two-dimensional. And it's a learned pattern. So your body has accepted a new pattern because you constantly spend the time bent forwards. To learn to reverse that pattern takes quite a lot of work. And you've got to bring it into the consciousness of the patient to learn to how to use that new pattern. Once it's established, it then sits in their subconscious. But they need this ability to do this because spending all day in a forward position without the reverse is going to cause health problems. In terms of energy levels, I think a bias in the body position and the way it moves during the day is always going to affect the energy levels. That's a common thing. And to correct that, I would always correct the joints and the muscle balance. In terms of the neck, I think because the diaphragm and the anterior rib cage is often affected with a curvature in the middle back, a kyphosis in the middle back. If the anterior rib cage is compressed, the diaphragm is inhibited, but the alignment of the neck, where the C5 root supplies the phrenic nerve to the diaphragm and the associated roots 4 and 6 above and below, the diaphragm becomes dysfunctional. So you very often have to re-educate the diaphragm when you're re-educating the posture. Yeah. Inhibited diaphragm affects energy and it affects breathing. Poor breathing affects all sorts of things in the body, anxiety, depression. Your body doesn't get enough oxygen. That's basically what it is.
Hey, this is Matt Teal, executive health and wellness trainer, corrective exercise specialist, and author of The Athlete in the Game of Life. You know me. I'm here to make you a winning athlete in the game of life. And the way I do that is by using Escalate Sports as my preferred provider of workout and sports equipment. Why? Because they've been around for almost 100 years. They're here in the United States of America, made in the USA. And I want you to have the best, and that's why the best partners with me. Home fitness equipment, cornhole, darts, basketball, whatever you need with your sports equipment, Escalate Sports is the one I go to every single time. So go to mattpeel.com, scroll to quick links, click on Escalate Sports, and order. Or if you go to any of my social media platforms, click on Escalate Sports, order what you like, right? No code needed, just enjoy the discounts and get everything you need sent right to your door. Escalate Sports, Matt Peel, and Athlete in the Game of Life. Perfect trifecta for any healthy, active lifestyle. All right. So what people could just think of, and I'm just tired all the time, I'm just stressed. It's not specifically because, or it doesn't have to specifically be from your job or your family or whatever issues going on. It could be physically related to this, but they don't realize it. From their body positioning, like you said, it's learned, so that subconscious but then becomes habit. With their body positioning contributes to these already issues with, sir, you have family problems or you have work problems. But the fact Absolutely. That your diaphragm, can't breathe normally, but you don't realize that's a major contributor.
No, you can't. Consciously, you can't understand your diaphragm. You're not going to be able to visualize it like a knee muscle or a knee joint. It's something that has to be evaluated and pointed out to them. And, you mentioned life stress and family stress and everything else. People have stressful jobs, they get tired. It's very interesting. In the years I've practiced, people will often come with a neck problem. So neck and shoulder problem, neck and back problem. I tend to correct the alignment from the pelvis upwards. So pelvis, lower back, middle back, shoulders, neck. The pain will often go away, but what they'll often describe is that their well-being improves, their sleep improves, their ability to breathe, their ability to do exercise, anxiety, depression, all these sort of things. And we know, the research will tell you that body alignment most likely inhibits the normal function of your immune system.
Wow. I think that's so profound to the common professional or executive who's drives in or sits on the train into work every day, and then they go to their office, and then they're sitting at their office at their desk for 6, 8, 10 hours in various meetings, and they sit back in the car and drive home or sit back on the train and drive home, and they go sit in front of the TV for another hour or so. And Like you said, sure, the stresses, but all that, the physiological portion contributes a big part of that. So as we kind of start to wrap up a little bit, what are like one or two exercises or stretches that someone can do to help with this?
Well, because of people spending their time in the forwards of the body line, you've got to basically encourage movement of the posterior chain. Now, that can be done with exercises, you know, in the gym. You and I have talked about different activities. I normally teach them to reposition in sitting, primarily so that their lower pelvis and lumbar spine are neutral. Their middle back is extended rather than hunched. Their neck, their head is withdrawn on their shoulders so that they have a level head position, not raising the chin, not dropping the chin. And you can practice activity of the diaphragm in that position as well. But it's remembering to be able to position your body into the posterior chain or out of the anterior chain, the anterior forward position on a daily basis. And it's small drills, chin retraction, squeezing your shoulders back, lifting your arms above your head and doing your middle back from side to side, these sort of things. A little difficult to demonstrate on a podcast because you can't demonstrate the exercise. But it's basically it's reversing the position that you sit in at your computer and over your phone.
Right. Well, which is good that you say that because I created that online course, the 10-minute professional series, Strengthen at Your Desk, which you can go to mattpeel.com, click on Professional Solutions, 10-minute professional series, and check it out. And those are some things that I put in there is specifically that, like when I post on LinkedIn, the chin tuck, right? You said that's a great exercise. And then we have something called arm flaps where you can just sit or stand with your arms out like a T. Stand up tall, shoulders retracted, and then just bring your arms to try and touch your thumbs above your head, and you can feel that in your back. So a couple things that, and these are great exercises that you're talking about, John, that you can do right at your desk, right? No
You can
equipment.
do them
You
at the
don't,
desk, you can do them at
yeah.
home. I try to give out exercise protocols that people can do. Things I think I could do. Because if
Yeah.
I can't do them, probably nobody else can either. They don't have the time. Time's pressure during the day. It has to be simple things they can do, and they can do in practicality at their desk or at home.
Yeah. So and that's important because I like you said, I think people also try to push that off. I have to go to the gym to do this. I have to go somewhere else. I have to wear workout clothes. I'm going to get all sweaty. And the point is, no, you don't. You can do these things a couple minutes a day here and there, here and there, here and there, and they can be highly
Absolutely.
effective.
Absolutely. And I think one of the points I often point out to people, some people go to the gym 4 or 5 times a week, but they'll then sit at their desk for 10 hours every day. So the gym work is probably ineffective. You need to be doing corrective movements every hour, probably every 2 hours at least. So
Yeah, I agree.
the daily exercise supplements the gym. But if you almost, if you're talking about posture, the daily repetition of these drills is almost more important than going to the gym.
Yeah.
Because you can't sit for 10 hours, your body will become dysfunctional.
Agreed. And then when you go to do things in the gym, you know, the imbalances that you have, as you know, and you've seen, then the compensations you could hurt, end up hurting yourself while you're trying to do good. Your low back,
You
you
will
can
be
hurt
more
your
likely to hurt
knees.
yourself when you go to the gym if your posture has been bad all week. Absolutely, you are.
Yeah. I've seen it for years and years, and you even more years and years.
Well, you and I
But
have talked about it several times on several patients, haven't we?
yes, yeah, and you've seen in my clients some of that too. So
Definitely.
very good. Well, John, I appreciate the time that we've spent today. Like I said, it'd be fairly short, but to the point. I think this is great information, though, that anybody who has to sit at their desk, whether at home, going to the office again, hybrid, can use and implement for themselves. So I appreciate spending some time with me today.
No, a pleasure. And possibly we can look at doing a couple of different presentations for different problems.
Absolutely.
Be happy to do it.
Absolutely. So this is Matt Peel with the Peel Appeal Podcast. Thanks for joining. And until next time, we'll see you later.
Are you ready to get in the game? Get personal help, sign up for our newsletter, and pick up your copy of Athlete in the Game of Life, the book, all at mattpeel.com. Thanks for listening.